What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about, and as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and let's get right on into it. Now, Biden has picked a Kennedy for an ambassadorship. He has nominated Victoria Kennedy, the widow of Senator Ted Kennedy, and his longtime friend, as the new U.S. ambassador to Austria. So, the Kennedy dynasty continues in some form there here. Now, Biden went to Cincinnati, and he was met by a crowd of people screaming, "Trump won. Biden is the big lie," and there were very few Biden supporters there at all in an area that supposedly went for Biden in November 2020. So the Trump supporters lined the streets, and Trump won Ohio by 7 points in 2020, but Hamilton County supposedly went to Biden, and yet hardly anybody showed up to support him. And once again, there has been a bit of a problem with Joe Biden extemporaneously trying to answer questions. There was a CNN town hall event, and he was asked, when will children under 12 be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine? This was asked by host Don Lemon, and Biden basically went off on this incredible ramble that just went on and on and on, didn't address the question, and really got a lot of people worrying about Biden's mental capacity, because it certainly looks like the wheel may be spinning, but the hamster has died. Okay, now over in the Congress, Nancy Pelosi is hitting some difficulties with her Capitol protest probe. And it all began when she rejected Representative Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. And the rest of the Republicans have now walked off of her committee. And the GOP says they're going to form their own independent investigation as to exactly what happened on January 6th at the Capitol building. And this is basically going to take the wind out of the sails of whatever report Pelosi and her Democrats or Trump haters come up with. And the GOP investigation may, in fact, uncover some very embarrassing facts, like the, there were no guns confiscated. They talked about an armed insurrection. Nobody was carrying any guns. None were confiscated. Right now, the entire case rests on the idea that there was a pipe bomb at the Capitol building, and even that is beginning to fall apart as a story. This was another in a long series of FBI provocations here. I'm old enough to remember when the FBI ginned up this protest at Disneyland in Anaheim. It's often referred to as the day the hippies took over Disneyland, and was supposed to be an anti-war protest out along Harbor Boulevard. It was organized on several Southern California college campuses by undercover FBI informants. They started marching along Harbor Boulevard. Then the informants said, they're not listening to us. Let's go inside. Leapt the turnstiles. And the students who got suckered into going along with us followed, and the National Guard and the press were already waiting for them. This set the anti-war movement back like an entire year. Now, somebody just did a poll. Rasmussen just did a poll, and it showed that more Americans are interested in an investigation into the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests than what happened on January 6th. And you know, the hype about January 6th is not taking hold, but we all remember watching on our TV, and remember corporate media kept calling them mostly peaceful protests while the buildings were burning and the cars were being vandalized and stores were being looted, and the corporate media said, well, it's mostly peaceful, whereas on January 6th, oh, it's an armed insurrection by those Trump supporters, and it's just horrible, and they tried to say that the January 6th protest was worse than 9/11, which has angered the family members of those who died there. And really, the propaganda is getting rather ragged and tattered. And for propaganda to work, it's got to be believable. And our government's propaganda no longer is. And it's not even a factor or a function, rather, of the collapse of public trust in the government and the corporate media. It's just a lot of it just does not really make any sense. Okay, now the defendants in the Whitmer kidnapping case are still claiming entrapment because of the 12 FBI informants involved in the plot, one of whom suggested the kidnapping, and another who offered to provide the explosives to destroy a bridge to slow the police chase. So it does look like another FBI entrapment. And again, they have been doing that for years and years. And you need to go back and read the history of COINTELPRO to find out what the FBI is really all about. And I'm sorry, I'm a big fan of Jodie Foster, but no, that's not what the FBI is like. Now, here's an interesting commentary on the corporate media. This is from American Thinker, and they're talking about how last July 16th, Lori Aretani wrote an article for the Washington Post about the NTSB's decision to destroy the remains of TWA Flight 800. They're not just going to throw it away. They're physically going to destroy every single piece they have there. And basically said they didn't want anybody acquiring any of the pieces, you know, to profit from or exploit. What they don't want is anybody running chemical tests on some of that stuff and detecting explosive residue and missile propellant. And the gist of this article is that Aretani was on the verge of really looking at a major bombshell story and then at the last moment just pulled on back. Now, if you enjoy our national parks, and I certainly have over the years, Grand Canyon, Sequoia, Yellowstone, Yosemite, now the National Park Service is going to be sharing the data collected from the special use permits to the United States government. And so if you file for a special permit for any of the 423 parks across the U.S., that information will go to the government. So now even Smokey the Bear is a government snoop, and I don't think it's going to improve his image. Getting into election fraud, things are getting very interesting there. Over in Pennsylvania, Acting Secretary of State Veronica DeGraffenried, who's an appointee of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, is now decertifying the Fulton County voting system on the basis that they allowed a third party to come on in and examine the machines for possible signs of fraud. So she's decertifying and saying they're no longer the valid machines, and I don't know what they hope to accomplish with that other than to financially penalize Fulton County by forcing them to buy all new voting machines. Over in Oklahoma, State Representative Sean Roberts is now requesting a full forensic election audit in three Oklahoma counties. Now, up in Michigan, the battle lines are being destroyed, laid out. The battle lines are being formed, rather. Five of the counties in Michigan are going to break the law and ignore a legal cease and desist order. They're going to go ahead and erase the 2020 election data from their voting machines. So, got something to hide there. Meanwhile, Mike Lindell, has offered a $5 million reward to any cyber expert who can prove his voter fraud data is invalid. So he has heard the defy, and we'll see what happens on that one. I have to admit, I'm admiring his stick-to-itiveness and perseverance on this. Over in Great Britain, there is a huge, furious backlash at the British government's plan to jail reporters for up to 14 years for stories that embarrass the government by invoking the Official Secrets Act. Now, Great Britain does not have a great record of freedom of the press. They have the D notices over there, and but now they want to just basically jail any reporters who merely embarrass the British government, which kind of is what the press is supposed to do if they're serving the public interest. Let's get into COVID. A lot of stuff going on there. Again, in the United Kingdom, according to the latest statistics, COVID vaccines are killing people at a 79% higher rate than COVID-19 itself. And again, we're back in that 1976 swine flu debacle. Meanwhile, another study by the Health and Safety Executive, which is also in the United Kingdom, is showing that younger people are twice as likely to die from the AstraZeneca vaccine as from COVID itself. And over in New York, at least 8,700 vaccinated people have now come down with COVID. Wonderfully effective vaccine they have there. Down in New Jersey, they say that nearly 50 fully vaccinated residents have died from COVID-19. All righty. Let's see. Now, immunologist J. Bart Klassen, a one-time National Institutes of Health contract scientist and now proprietor of Klassen Immunotherapies, published a paper in February outlining the potential for messenger RNA COVID vaccines to trigger development of prion diseases as well as other chronic diseases, leading to symptoms of Parkinson's and other neurodegenerative disorders. In other words, if you got that vaccine, in about 3 years, you're going to have the mental capacity of Joe Biden. All right. Out in California, Governor Gruesome Newsom is now blaming right-wing shows for California's declining vaccination rate. And, you know, he's saying the rate is low, and he's blaming right-wing pundits, you know, for spreading misinformation and contributing to vaccine hesitancy. Well, actually, it's all those people getting sick after getting the COVID vaccine or dying that is resulting in the hesitancy. Meanwhile, Senator Mitch McConnell is vowing to cooperate with Democrats to impose another countrywide lockdown unless more Americans get the COVID vaccine. That's a threat. Get the vaccine or we'll shut you down again. And right now, our economy cannot survive another shutdown. We are on the precipice right now with the expiration of the rent and mortgage eviction moratorium, various other aspects. We just couldn't survive it. That would be the end of it. But they are desperate to get that vaccine into your arm for whatever reason. Now, down in Australia, the anti-lockdown protesters are using encrypted apps, and supported by rising community anger, they're planning mass rallies all across Australia for Saturday. And the police are already issuing warnings to the organizers to cancel the events or face arrest. So the anger is definitely building. Still riots in France, still riots in Greece. It's, you know, it's really serious out there. Now, the Democrats have blocked a bill this week that would have declassified information on the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. And this leads to the question, what are they hiding? Well, they had a lot of stuff, like the election fraud here. And for the last year, there has been growing evidence showing that COVID-19 most likely originated in a Wuhan laboratory that was being funded by the National Institutes of Health for gain-of-function research, which is related to biological weapons. Now, initially, the corporate media labeled the evidence a conspiracy theory. However, they've been forced to admit that the lab leak theory is now a high probability. But it appears Democrats don't want the American people to know exactly what has been going on and to what extent the United States was involved in that. Now, not too long ago, YouTube shut down my channel for medical misinformation, and they have done that to a lot of channels now, and the reason has become known. This is an article that appeared over in Mercola.com, and it turns out that YouTube's parent company, Google, is directly invested in the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Now, the jab has been framed as a not-for-profit product, but this is far from true. The developers of the gene modification tool are Adrian Hill and Sarah Gilbert at the Jenner Institute for Vaccine Research. Now, they're the official developer of the shot, but the actual patents and royalty rights for the AstraZeneca shot are held by a private company called Vaccitech that was founded by Hill and Gilbert. And their investors include Google Ventures. So that's why YouTube is shutting down anybody casting doubt on the efficacy and safety of the vaccines. It's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the almighty dollar here. In other non-COVID medical news, Johnson & Johnson, you know, the company that gave you that baby powder that causes cancer, Johnson & Johnson and the nation's three biggest drug distributors have agreed to pay a combined $26 billion to end the legal liability for their alleged roles in spurring the nation's opioid crisis. Now, we talked about this before, and Johnson & Johnson and these distributors incentivize doctors to prescribe these pills, told them give the patients however much they want. They basically encouraged addiction and then profited from the addiction, and now they're off the hook by giving the U.S. government a piece of the action. So for all you heroin dealers out there, this is your get-out-of-jail-free card. Just go on dealing the drugs all you want, and when you get caught, just offer to pay a settlement, offer to pay the government a piece of the action, and they will let you go again. Because, you know, that's the Johnson & Johnson principle. Turning to the international news, the Taliban has denied responsibility for the recent missile attack on Kabul. And three rockets landed in two different areas near the presidential palace in Kabul. This happened while President Ghani and other high-ranking officials were praying to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha on the 20th. And images shown on national TV showed Ghani and the group calmly continuing their prayers as if to show the government is on the back foot but has not given up. Meanwhile, the Taliban is continuing to make gains in Afghanistan. Now, top General Mark Milley is saying the Taliban has strategic momentum and now control more than half of Afghanistan's district centers, but he insists the end game has not yet been written. I'm sorry, General, we've lost, and you might as well accept that and deal with it. Meanwhile, the United States has deployed a group of B-52 bombers to Indo-Pacific to defend its allies in the South China Sea against the evil Chinese aggression. Now, the B-52 is a nuclear-capable bomber. It's a strategic bomber. It's a very, very potent weapon. And again, when they talk about Chinese aggression, or for that matter, Russian aggression or Iranian aggression, who is running whose weapons are right up to the border of whose countries, and that will tell you who the aggressors are. we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on doing what we're doing, which is to keep the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, don't forget, if you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt, so include your return address and a t-shirt size. If you send in a donation of $115, that's 115, you will get both. All righty, getting on back to the international news here. The United States is considering tighter sanctions on Iranian oil sales to China as a way to encourage Tehran to conclude a nuclear deal. And they're raising the costs of abandoning the stalled negotiations. Well, the only reason the negotiations are stalled is that Iran quite reasonably wants the United States to honor its commitments under the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and remove the economic sanctions, at which point Iran is willing to go back to the deal. But as long as the United States has this attitude of you'll do what we want and we're going to keep the sanctions in place, Iran is not going to go along with that. And as we reported yesterday, there was a draft measure of reviving the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with the United States that failed in the Iranian legislature. So the U.S. is out there with more sanctions. I don't know how effective they would be since Iran is doing business directly with China. What's the United States going to do? Go out and commit acts of piracy on the high seas and stop the oil tankers on their way to China? That's a good way to start a war. Meanwhile, Israeli planes have hit yet another Syrian town. This is the second attack of the week. And Syria is facing Israeli missile fire again, this time the town of Al-Qusayr near Homs. Early reports said that air defenses intercepted most of the missiles. The Russian military is saying that Syria succeeded in shooting down 7 out of 8 of the Israeli missiles. And so, good for Syria here. All right, let's get into this whole Ben and Jerry's thing. I mean, you want to talk about a tempest in a teapot here. Israeli President Isaac Herzog called the boycotts of Israel over human rights concerns a new kind of terrorism, amid the debate over Ben and Jerry's decision to no longer sell their ice cream in Israeli settlements built on Palestinian land. Now, these settlements, remember, they're deemed by many global bodies to exist in contravention of international law. They are illegal here. And so, according to Israel's president, taking away ice cream is now an act of terrorism. So all your little kids out there, when mommy or daddy wants to take your ice cream away, you can just scream terrorism, terrorism at them, and they will leave you alone. Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the United States and the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, has sent letters to 35 U.S. states to activate their anti-BDS laws against Ben and Jerry's. Now, I don't know if that's going to work. By the way, Tuesday, I had an appointment with my doctor, and everything is going just fine, except that she says I'm losing weight too rapidly and I need to eat more. So following doctor's orders, I stocked up on Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And, it's by prescription, so we'll do that. Here's another article, and it basically goes along the tempest in the teapot. It's from Mondo Weiss, and it's saying the response by Israel to Ben and Jerry's announcement is literally unhinged. And, Prime Minister Bennett saying it's anti-Israel ice cream. Netanyahu is calling for a counter boycott. And it really is. They're throwing a tizzy over what is a minor issue. Now, over in Oklahoma, Senator James Lankford has called on his state of Oklahoma to outright ban Ben and Jerry's products here. Now, with all that is going wrong with this nation, with the allegations of election fraud in Oklahoma, and this idiot has his knickers in a twist over ice cream. And what's going on here is, Israel is so insecure right now. They are so, delicate and woke and snowflake and marshmallow that any little offense, any little move has to be responded to with overwhelming force. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. So Israel is out there trying to make a big issue over Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It's petty. It's trivial. It's an incredible overreaction. And like I said, Claire and I bought some Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and we're certainly enjoying that. And I encourage you all to do the same as well. Meanwhile, while Israel is trying to make a big issue out of ice cream, it is starting to come on out that during their attack on Gaza last May, they deliberately targeted farms and farming equipment, greenhouses, irrigation systems, harvesting equipment. And so now it's basically another way of increasing the starvation of the people of Gaza. And, nobody seems to want to hold Israel to account for their behavior other than Ben and Jerry's. And again, it's not anti-Semitism. It's not hatred of the Jews. It is revulsion over the behavior of the government of Israel, this small group of individuals who are behaving badly. That's the real issue. And, you know, Israel's government saying, well, you know, it's all anti-Semitism and Jew hate and everything like that. That's like, you know, the Nazis saying that, you know, we didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. I mean, that's how silly it really is. Now, earlier in the week, there was an incident at the Al-Aqsa Mosque where Israeli settlers, protected by Israeli police, basically invaded the courtyard of the mosque, abused the worshipers, created a ruckus there, performed Jewish rituals. It really didn't stick because over 100,000 Palestinians attended the Eid al-Adha prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Tuesday morning. So you have to admire their resilience there. All righty. Now, there is this U.S. Admiral, Robert P. Burke. He's the commander of the U.S. Naval Forces Europe-Africa, and the Allied Joint Force Commander, Naples, said that Russia is increasing their aggression in the Black Sea. Well, again, who is sailing whose warships up to the coast of whose country? You don't see Russia sailing their warships in the Gulf of Mexico. You don't see them sailing their warships out by Catalina Island. You know, it is the United States that is the aggressor. And if you look at the history of all these military incursions over the last couple of decades, it's very obvious who the aggressor is. And these other nations are basically trying to prepare themselves for what seems like an inevitable attempt at invasion. However, with the loss in Afghanistan and the failures in Syria and Iraq, I am hoping that cooler heads are going to prevail in Washington, D.C., and maybe call off this war campaign. The problem, though, is the military-industrial complex, and they make huge amounts of money from these weapons they sell, and they don't even care which side wins or loses. As long as they're making money, they're perfectly happy to see the United States get destroyed in a global war, as long as they, you know, get the money for all the weapons that are blown up and destroyed in the process here. Meanwhile, Ukraine is calling for a further NATO buildup in the Black Sea. Well, that seems like an aggressive move to me. And Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration, Olha Stefanishnaya, basically reaffirmed the commitment that the very title of her position mandates to prepare her nation to transform it to qualify for a membership action plan, which is the final step before full NATO accession. And what's really interesting, back in 2014, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, called Russians and Ukrainian one people. My, how times have changed since then. Alrighty. Over in Great Britain, the Royal Air Force is going to revive Cold War drills to tackle the alleged Russian missile threat. And the Royal Air Force plans to reinstitute Cold War era drills due to the threat over a potential deployment of cruise missiles in the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad. Now, everybody is arming up. Yep, we're heading for a war. All right. Meanwhile, Biden has launched an airstrike in Somalia targeting al-Shabaab terrorists. And so we're starting another war there. Well, we lost in Afghanistan, but by golly, we can certainly whip Somalia. You know, we're a mighty superpower, and, you know, we can whip these little tiny defenseless nations. Russia has unveiled their newest fighter plane, the Sukhoi 57, and it's basically being marketed as a rival to the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. And Sukhoi has dubbed the new fighter Checkmate. And it appears to be a very well-performing aircraft, and even better, it is only half the price of an F-35. And they're already getting interest from the United Arab Emirates, India, Vietnam, and Argentina. So all of you who invested in the F-35, you may have a little downturn on your portfolio there. Meanwhile, the Senate Armed Services Committee is debating military spending for 2022 this week, and some of the lawmakers are pushing for a budget increase of $25 billion. Now, as I mentioned, I think it was just yesterday, all these people whining about these billionaires spending all that money to go into space. How about whining about the $2 trillion that was totally wasted in Afghanistan and what that money could have been used for here at home? So, yeah. No money for student loan forgiveness, no money for the renters and mortgage holders about to be evicted, but by golly, there's always more money for bombs and bombers and tanks and the rest of that. Meanwhile, getting into the economic news, the Senate could pass a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill this week. The downside is nobody knows how they're going to pay for it. And I'm sure the Democrats are out there saying, well, just raise the taxes. You know, they're kind of like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, you know, we'll just pay for it. Really? With what? Well, we'll just pay for it. You know, money grows on trees out there in Washington, D.C., I guess. Actually, it comes out of the Federal Reserve's computers. And one of the big problems is that the infrastructure bill is not fully written. And so Congress is being asked to vote on a bill that doesn't really exist yet. I mean, this is one up on the Obamacare bill where Pelosi said we had to vote on it to see what was in it. And now they're saying we have to vote for it just in order to see what we're going to put in it. I mean, it really is ridiculous out there. Okay, the United States and Germany have reached a deal allowing the completion of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline from Russia to Germany. And Ukraine and Poland are upset because any pipeline from Russia to Germany that doesn't go through their territory is a threat to their economy and security. Berlin is dismissing their fears. The Biden administration is telling Ukraine to please shut up about Nord Stream 2. Meanwhile, a lot of Biden critics are saying that he's caved into the Russians by allowing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to go through at the same time that he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline right here in the United States of America. Now, a group of bipartisan lawmakers have sounded the alarm over foreign purchases of prime U.S. agricultural real estate. Now, they didn't make a big stink about Bill Gates buying up a huge amount of farmland, and it seems that the only foreign nation they're worried about is the villain of the day, China. And they're concerned that China will have an influence on the U.S. economy if they own all that farmland. Well, China already has a significant influence on the U.S. economy by virtue of how many manufactured products we are buying from them. And so I think this is really less about the economy and less about the farms and more about bashing China. And frankly, looking at the state of our farmlands out west, where the water system was so horribly mismanaged, I can't imagine China wanting to buy any of that anyway. Okay. Now, in theory, our pandemic lockdown is over, although I am troubled by talk that it may have to start up again if you don't get your vaccines here. And employers are discovering that employees got used to working at home. They like the remote work, and they don't want it to end. And an April survey by FlexJobs found 60% of women and 52% of men would quit their current jobs if they weren't allowed to continue working remotely at least part of the time. Now, 69% of men and 80% of women said that the remote work options are among their top considerations in looking for a new job. And, you know, the official explanation that they don't want to head back to the workplace is they're more productive. That's been documented. They're not spending as much time going to and from work. It's easier to blend work and life when your commute is a walk down the hallway. But for some, the reasons are like, you know, if I'm going back to the office, who's going to walk the dog? Who's going to look after my kids? A lot of these people working at home gained weight, and they don't want to have to buy new work clothes. And the thought of once again being trapped in a cubicle all day long is really not going over very well. And having worked a cubicle in some of my animation jobs, I can understand that. We had nice, comfortable cubicles, too, by the way, here. All right. A grocery chain CEO, John Katsimatidis, is saying that grocery prices could rise 10 to 14% by October. And so probably be a good idea for you to basically stock up on canned goods and long-term storable food here because you're going to get it cheaper now than you will 2 months, 3 months down the road. Now, in an interview with Fox Business, the CEO warned the industry is seeing skyrocketing costs on the supply chain side, and businesses have to raise prices for consumers as a result. So that supply chain, that has become a major, major weakness in the United States right now. Down in Venice Beach, California, less than a week after the city conducted a massive cleanup to clear out the homeless encampments, the homeless are back, and the Venice Beach residents are saying enough is enough. We're in a state of emergency, and they're seeing, you know, the old homeless came back. New arrivals are swarming into the area. Well, if you're going to have to be homeless, you know, Venice Beach is not a bad place. Same thing with Hawaii. It's one of the reasons we have so many homeless people in Hawaii. We found out when we were looking into that problem that other cities in the United States were grabbing their homeless and giving them one-way plane tickets to Hawaii, knowing that they couldn't possibly walk back. Hawaii responded at one point with what I thought was a good idea. They would go to the homeless and said, if you can show us somebody willing to take you into their home, a relative, a friend, whatever, we will give you the plane ticket to get there. But I don't know how successful that was. Getting into immigration and globalism, Wendy Rogers, who's a senator in Arizona, has caused a bit of an uproar. She quoted an article about the surging rate of illegal immigration under Biden and said, we are being replaced and invaded. And the liberals got all over her. But instead of backing down, Rogers has released a new statement doubling down, saying that we are, in fact, being replaced and invaded. Interesting little story. This is coming on out from, tempafp.com. According to Republican Oklahoma Senator James Lankford, the Biden administration is actually spending $3 million every single day to not finish construction on the southern border wall. Now, $2 billion in taxpayer dollars have been wasted on paying Department of Defense contractors to not build the wall since January 20th. So that really is a little bit ridiculous. And again, it basically shows that Biden has no intention of fixing the border crisis, that he wants the American people to be replaced or at least outnumbered by the illegal immigrants who can be bribed to vote Democratic, even though illegal immigrants aren't supposed to be allowed to vote. And so House Republicans have issued a new report basically saying that, no, Biden has no intention of fixing the problem. From his political point of view, it really is not a problem. And confirming what we have been saying all along, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on Monday boasted actually boasted that the demographics of America are not on the side of the Republican Party and predicted that the ongoing influx of, quote, new voters, end quote, meaning the mass immigrants, will ensure that the Republican Party is doomed. And so the Great Replacement is not a conspiracy theory. Durbin has basically confirmed it. Okay, let's see where we are here. Getting into wokeness and education. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there saying teachers should be fluent in dismantling racism, and she's accusing Republicans of not wanting children to be anti-racist, you know, if they are opposed to critical race theory in the schools. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. More news when we come back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about critical race theory, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem told Breitbart News, the radical left is promoting critical race theory in an effort to assert more control over Americans' lives and amass more power in the process. And yeah, very clearly, it's all about that. All righty. Now, we mentioned this before, but there's some new details coming on out. Samantha Vinogrod, the new acting assistant secretary for counterterrorism and threat prevention in the Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans at the Department of Homeland Security, say that three times fast. She's also a former CNN analyst, and she basically said that Americans who want to preserve their heritage are like the Nazis who killed 6 million Jews. Talk about demonization of American people. And that's exactly what they're doing as part of this great replacement theory. All right. Now, the Biden administration a few days ago was out there promoting this handbook called the Abolitionist Teaching Network. And inside the handbook, it tells people to disrupt whiteness and oppression, and it caused a huge backlash, and the Biden administration is now saying it was an error to promote this handbook, and they do not endorse the group's policies. A little bit of a whoopsie there. All righty. Over in Montana, their attorney general, Austin Knudsen, is saying there is a legal basis to reject critical race theory, and it basically involves legal acknowledgement that white people have equal rights and that they are as much a special group deserving of protection as the blacks, the gays, the Latinos, and anybody else. And he says critical race theory violated the U.S. and Montana constitutions, as well as several federal civil rights laws. And so, people are definitely fighting back. Yeah, it's, when black activists are out there screaming for black power, it's called black power. When gays are out there demonstrating for their rights, it's gay power. When white people are out there demonstrating for their rights, it's called racism. There is clearly a double standard, and again, we are headed down the same path as South Africa and Zimbabwe, and look how they wound up. Over in Virginia, there was a PTA leader, Michelle Leet, was vice president of training, and she was caught basically wishing that anti-critical race theory parents would simply die. And that's the kind of rhetoric and the hate we're seeing out of the left. The good news is that she has been removed from her position, as well they should. Boy, I remember when the PTA was all about parents and teachers working together to improve the education of their children rather than their indoctrination. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift? Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.